Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we tell you more about RADA's plans to build its capacity for 2015 and later our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
In response to severe drought conditions in 2014, $50 million was made available to farmers through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Of the $50 million, $20 million was spent on a system to develop a proper water source through rainwater harvesting. $30 million went towards providing farmers with tools, land preparation, and seedlings.
And that is why we bounce back from the drought and you get every vegetable you could imagine and food type by Christmas coming into this period.
Chief Executive Officer of RADA Lenworth Fulton. Another $45 million is to be made available to RADA for assistance during the 2015 to 2016 crop year.
We are eagerly await that to continue the program of rehabilitation to our farmers.
RADA will continue performing its functions as Jamaica's chief agricultural extension and rural development agency. One of the strategic directions of RADA for 2015 will be the capacity building of its staff. Other strategic priorities include realigning the agency to become more technical in its operations, improving crop and livestock production, and encouraging new entrants to the sector with greater focus on women and youth.
We work with many other agencies. National Irrigation Commission, the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Jamaica Cultural Society, and other agencies in the Ministry of Agriculture, the Veterinary Division, Forestry Department, RADA play a critical role in reaching the farmers on behalf of these agencies. We are heavily endowed in training of staff and farmers alike, and we are the major implementers of many projects, such as the climate adaptation project, the drought mitigation project.
CEO of RADA, Lenworth Fulton. The agency will also continue to provide services such as land husbandry, plant health and safety, post-harvest techniques, and on-farm irrigation.
I wish me could get a day for go do my personal business, you know. It would have better than fear run from work for go catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
So you know hear about the flexi work?
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Every dog have in day, and every puss in 4 o'clock.
And this means, we should not behave as if we are better than others or allow our position in life to blind us to the fact that tremendous opportunities can be given to those persons whom we would least expect to reap these benefits. Your day will come. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website, gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.